Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Thursday, and we're going to continue our discussion on directing your life. And I want to focus on being adaptable. You know, the old adage that suggests when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. People that do this tend to just do better in life. They're more able to deal with adversity because they're not so resistant to change. They're open to the possibilities. And if you want to get ahead in business or in life, you have to be open to a better way of doing things. Don't keep doing things the way you've always done them. If there's a better way to do it, open your mind up. Be willing to try new things. It makes such a difference. Even when you look at companies, great companies are those that are able to change even when things are going well. When we think about companies that couldn't make those changes, you know, like a Kodak, right? They were so focused on the film business and what they were doing. And when by the time they get around to realizing that the world is changing around them, it's almost too late for them. And so they suffer as a result of it. But yet some of the top companies in the world, those are the ones that are always looking at what's next, always looking for the next big thing, like a Google or an Apple, trying to focus on where things are going as opposed to trying to maintain where they are. That's what it's all about. So you don't want to rest on your laurels. If you do, everyone else will catch you. So that is the message for today. Become adaptable. Be willing to change even when things are going well. And if you can do that, you can stay one step ahead of everyone else. And incidentally, I should tell you, don't be afraid to look at what you've done. If you're doing a project and you look back at that project, ask yourself, how could it have come out better? What could I have done that could have made the outcome even better than it was? Even if 90% of it was good, what is that final 10% that could have been even better? It's a little frustrating to look at things from this perspective sometimes, and there are a lot of perfectionists out there, that's all they look at. You've got to accept the good that comes with whatever you've accomplished, but at the same time, you also want to look at what could have been even better. And there's a healthy balance that you can strike between those two. And that's what we're striving for. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, subscribe on iTunes or subscribe on Stitcher. It's good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I simply ask you for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. And what it means is getting here, just a couple of minutes a day. Doesn't cost you a dime to do it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about focusing on what you want. But for today, just remember, you want to be adaptable. You want to be that person, and you want to be part of that organization that is willing to change even when things are going well. And that'll keep you well ahead of others that are just willing to sit back and accept the status quo.